be there to finish the kitchen early Monday morning.
No, I didn't. I said I stopped by early in the week. I stopped by.
Yes, and I foolishly assumed that stop by also included slowing down the truck, getting out, and doing some work. Silly me! Tell me, Alan, do you really consider Friday afternoon early in the week?
Well, I didn't say definitely. I said I'd try.
I have in my hand a note that was left on the door of the Dillinghams' unfinished kitchen last week. Charlene, would you care to read this, please?
I will be back to finish up early Monday morning.
Thank you, Charlene. Is this your handwriting, Mr. Cowley?
Yes, it is.
As you see, the note is dated, is it not?
Yes.
And I'm a notary public.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you the truth. The supplier didn't have the hardware you wanted, so there's no use of my coming out.
I've heard that one before, Alan.
Well, okay, we had the hardware, but we had to let the walls set for a couple of days.
I've heard that one, too.
The truck broke down.
Heard it.
I was sick.
Heard it.
Guess I'm fired, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I just wish for once these guys would be honest with me. I wish they would just look me in the eyes and say, yes, it will take the rest of your natural life, and even then, it's not gonna look so good. I would say, fine, can we now discuss the price?
Well, who are we gonna hire to replace him?
I don't know. Guess we could call Fritz.
Fritz? Isn't he the one who put the wallpaper on upside down and then we found him with an empty six-pack asleep in the bathtub?
Let's face it, our piddly little kitchen remodelings don't interest them. Oh, no. Unless they're building something important, like the governor's mansion or Ted Turner's doghouse, it's hardly worth getting out of bed in the morning.
Don't mind Julia. She's just cranky because that humiliating experience she had this morning at the department store.
What humiliating experience?
Suzanne, do you know the meaning of the word discretion?
Julia, I don't have time to help you with your crossword puzzles right now. I'm trying to tell Charlene how you made a big fool out of yourself this morning at Rich's.
How? Well, if you must know, I stopped by Rich's this morning to try on some clothes. As it turned out, I didn't particularly care for the dresses I was trying on, so I decided to try on this other dress that someone had left in the dressing room.
Well, then the door opens, and this woman is standing there looking down her nose at Julia, and she yells, "What are you doing in my dress?"
Oh, no.
Yes. She just stepped out for a second. So, she sees Julia wearing her dress, and she starts screaming for store security, and Julia starts trying to get the dress off. By this time, the mall cops are there with their walkie-talkies, and Julia's in her slip, and the upshot is she can't go back to that store anytime soon, but one of the mall cops did ask her out.
You gonna go? Thank you, Suzanne. It was deeply embarrassing to me, but if the whole thing gives you just one hearty horse laugh, then it was all worth it.
It did.
I live for that.
Oh, Anthony, I have a message. Lita wants you to pick up her dry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she has some hand laundry, too.
Uh-huh.
Also, she has aerobics tonight, so she doesn't want you to come to dinner till after 8.
Okay.
And then she asked if you would mind to bring dinner with you.
Did she have a preference?
Oh, yes, she did. Chinese without the monosodium glutamate. Now, Anthony, I don't mean to criticize, but don't you think this new girlfriend of yours is just a little bit picky?
Well, I guess she is a little picky. After all, she picked me.
Well, when do we get to meet her?
Oh, soon. It's just that she's real busy. I mean, real, real busy. I like to take a little of the burden off of her. Otherwise, she gets so tired with her job, her kids, all her committee meetings. The other night, she came home from a visualized world peace meeting, just about snapped my head off.
Anthony, I hate to change the subject, but do you happen to know anybody who might be able to finish construction on a kitchen?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do know a guy. He could use the work, too. You want me to call him?
Oh, sure. We just lost another contractor this morning. Be a lifesaver.
Anthony, you always know somebody.
Yeah, well, most of them are acquaintances from my unfortunate incarceration days.
Oh, great. Convicts.
Ex-convicts. And what are you saying?
I'm saying I have met some of your friends, Anthony, and personally, I think if a man cuts another man's head off, he loses the right to come into your home with a hacksaw. And our clients do not want ex-criminals working in their homes alongside their valuables.
Well, I don't know about that. I had a plumber come into the house last year. The kid's toilet was stopped up. And he had a sterling reputation, never spent a day in jail.
He ended up coming back three times, charged me $250, and that toilet still leaks. All in all, I would have preferred he'd just taken my stereo.
You know, Anthony, you should think about becoming a contractor. I mean, you've talked about it all the time. You've got lots of contacts. And didn't you used to work in construction?
Yeah, Charlene, as a matter of fact, I did.
Well, if you decide to go into it, we would certainly throw some work your way.
Well, I was hoping that you would say that.
Anthony Bouvier, general contractor, license number L3033, no job too small, ladies' day on Tuesday, 10% discount to veterans. If I don't finish your job on time, I'll eat a bug.
That's just a gimmick.
I like it. It's very sincere.
Oh, please, Julia. I know I haven't had much experience, but I can handle this Dillingham job. Please, I just need a chance.
Anthony, we're delighted that you have the license, and there'll be lots and lots of smaller jobs that we'll need you for, but this is an awfully big one to start with. Just going to school and being a delivery man takes up so much of your time.
Oh, please, I can make the time, I promise. Oh, by the way, when I introduce you to Lita, could you please not refer to me as your delivery man?
Sure. What would you like us to call you?
Well, if you don't mind, Director of Transportation.
Director of Transportation.
Yeah, she likes that title. She's real big on titles.
Well, I can understand that. But, I mean, you can't just go around calling yourself titles just because you like it. If that were the way the world was, well, then every runner-up could call herself Miss America.
Well, then maybe I could be runner-up to Director of Transportation.
Anthony, it's okay with us if you call yourself Ambassador to the Court of St. James. And I would give you this job right now, but I just don't think you realize how difficult it's going to be. It absolutely has to be finished by Friday.
Julia, we are desperate. We don't have anybody else. Anybody would be better than Alan.
Well, thank you, Mary Jo, for that ringing endorsement.
Well, we do need somebody, but let's try to be professional about this. Mr. Bouvier, could you tell us about your previous experience?
Well, I went over to a widow's house and put up a spice rack.
You're hired.
Can you believe anybody would leave a kitchen looking like this? I could just kill that, Alan.
What I want to know is what makes you think Anthony and his guys will be any better?
Because, Suzanne, Anthony is hardworking and dependable. And because the Dillinghams are coming back next week, and when we promised to make their kitchen casual and airy, this was not what they had in mind.
But Anthony does a good job, too. He helped build houses for the poor with that organization called Habitat.
Aren't Jimmy and Rosalind involved in that?
That's right. In their post-White House years, Jimmy and Rosalind Carter have devoted themselves to helping poor people build houses and lives. Meanwhile, the Reagans, the people who told us that volunteerism would save this country, have been spending their retirement going to parties in Bel Air and charging $50,000 a speech, which they keep.
Julia, you have been ranting and raving about Ronald and Nancy Reagan for 9 years now, and I and the rest of the American people are sick of it. I remember when it all started at their first inauguration. Nancy was wearing that one-shoulder white dress and a string of pearls, and she looked stunning. But Julia goes, I don't know what everyone's carrying on about. Wilma Flintstone's been wearing that outfit for years. That was just the first shot in a battle that has gone on for 9 years, and I'm here to tell you, Julia, it's time to move on.
Well, maybe you're right.
I am. And furthermore, if you want to give work to Anthony and his prison buddies, then have at it. I'm sure there's nothing our clients would appreciate more than having a couple of mass murderers come into their homes with power drills.
Is it just my imagination, or is she just a little high-strung today?
She's just upset about Anthony. She thinks his new girlfriend's trying to exploit him.
Oh, yeah. How dare she? That's Suzanne's job.
Funny not.
I have to admit, I'm a little worried myself. I mean, why is it we haven't met this Lita person? I mean, don't you find it a little bit odd that he hasn't brought her around? I mean, maybe she's... You know.
Wait.
No, married.
Yeah. I've been thinking about this, and I've picked up that this girl is selfish, pushy, whiny, and neurotic. Sounds to me like a white girl.
I can't put my finger on it, but there's a racial slur in there somewhere.
Suzanne, for your information, black people have a right to be just as offensive as white people.
Well, thank you, Coretta Scott King.
Well, I personally do not care if I ever meet Anthony's girlfriend, because frankly, I don't think it's any of our business.
Oh, they're here.
Really?
They just pulled out. She's darling.
Oh, I don't think she's that cute. Legs are okay. Hair's all right. I give her a 6.8.
So I said to Julia, if you really need my help, I'd be glad to take on this project. Oh, you're here.
Hi, Anthony.
Ladies, this is Lita Ford. Lita, this is Charlene.
Hello.
Mary Jo.
Hello.
Suzanne. Hi. And Julia. Mary Jo, you told me that this kitchen needed work. You did not tell me that it needed walls.
Well, what do you want me to tell the Dillinghams?
I'd tell them the phone number to Domino's.
Well, if you can't do it.
Of course he can do it. He can do anything.
By Friday?
Why does it have to be done by Friday? Anthony's very busy, you know.
Yes, we've heard.
We promised the client it would be finished by then. It's important to keep our word.
Lita, I don't want any special favors. I want to be treated just like anybody else.
But you're not just anybody else. You're their last hope. This is what we in the business world call a good negotiating position.
Excuse me, but if you don't mind my saying so, I mean, we were trying to give Anthony a break.
And I appreciate it.
You're giving him a break? He's been your transportation director for 3 years now. That's not exactly the fast track.
Well, yeah, anybody seen that Batman? What a movie.
Well, we were just trying to help him. We love Anthony.
And I love you.
I don't see any reason to argue about this. Anthony is our employee. We expect the job to be finished by Friday at 5 p.m.
Julia.
Well, maybe Anthony won't be your employee any longer. Maybe he's got bigger fish to fry. I'll be waiting in the Beamer.
Boy, what a kidder. Just wait, you're really gonna like her. I didn't like her at first either.
Mary Jo, do you like Anthony's girlfriend?
Susan, we have been talking about this all week. May we please move on?
All right, but do you?
She seems very intelligent.
Neither do I. Do you like her, Julia?
Suzanne, we are not called upon to like Anthony's girlfriend. It's none of our business.
All right, that's three no's. Charlene?
You don't want to vote.
Well, it's unanimous. It's a landslide.
Suzanne, it's very unbecoming for us to sit around passing judgment on this poor woman we have met once.
Poor Anthony. I mean, he's caught between the woman he loves and the women he works for. Reminds me of this book I read once. He's got... I bet you don't want to hear about it.
I just think it's terrible the way he jumps to every time she snaps her fingers. Did you know he even takes her shih tzu to be clipped?
As opposed to taking your pig to the car wash?
Yes, but I paid him.
You know, Suzanne, I think you might be a little jealous.
Jealous? Ha, they'll be ridiculous. I'm just concerned that because of this woman's insane demands, Anthony's professional duties may be suffering.
Like how?
Like last night. I called him around 10 p.m. to come over and open a jar of mayonnaise for me. And you know what he said? No.
Well, that does it. I say we just fire him right now.
Well, I hope I'm not being overly protective, and I know I'm biased. I just never pictured Anthony with such a yuppie.
Julie, you hate that word.
I know I do, but I can't help it if it just fits her to a T. I mean, how else would you describe somebody who uses impact as a verb?
Well, now, I feel bad talking behind her back like this. I mean, no wonder Anthony doesn't introduce us to his girlfriends. We lay into them like this. Besides, she doesn't like us either. Do you think maybe she's right that we've been keeping Anthony down?
Charlene, we have always encouraged Anthony. I mean, we're giving him his first big job. We want him to succeed. But this girl wants it to happen instantly. I don't think he needs any more pressure from her. I saw him in the back room swilling Maalocs right out of the bottle.
Well, Anthony's sure moving up in the world, isn't he? Promotion, a yuppie girlfriend, and now an ulcer? I guess that's what happens when you're skyrocketing to the top. Reminds me of a friend of my brother, Robert's. You know, 25 years ago, 1964, he got his very first job at a Dairy Queen. 1 week later, he was made manager. I mean, that usually takes years. He was 17 years old. He was the youngest manager in Dairy Queen history. And that man's name was Bob Hafer.
And what is he doing today?
He still manages that Dairy Queen. He just had a real good first week.
Hi.
Hi, can we help you?
Yes, I'm looking for Anthony Bouvier, the contractor.
Oh, he's out on a job right now.
Okay, I'll go see him there. I'm his accountant.
I
I thought he only hired ex-cons. Surely you're not.
Ex-jailbird, prison meat, three-time loser. Embezzlement. I'll certainly never do that again.
You were in prison with Anthony?
Oh, no, I was in a prison for white-collar criminals. What an awful experience. Half the time, I couldn't even get a tennis court. It was hell.
Yeah. Sounds rough. But I used to hang out with the guys at night and say, listen, we don't have to take this anymore. Tonight, we're going over the hedge.
Anthony, you're done. It looks great. What's wrong?
It's not finished.
Well, sure, it's not finished. It still needs Mr. Coffee, some Calphanon pots, a Cuisinart, a pasta machine.
My accountant just brought me a breakdown of materials. My guys cut too many corners. Like this formica, there's only a quarter-inch plywood under here. In a couple of years, it's going to peel off.
So what are you so depressed about? In a couple of years, we could all be dead.
Thanks for cheering me up, honey.
Anthony, it looks fine. That's what counts.
Not to me. Maybe if I was working for strangers, it would be different. But with these ladies, the job has got to be perfect. I'm not going to lie to them.
Anthony, don't be dumb. You heard what they said about this deadline. They'll never give you another job. They'll send you right back to being a delivery man.
Director of transportation.
Delivery man. Well, it's time for you to stop worrying about them and grab what you can in this life, because nobody is going to look out for you but you.
Lita, first of all, grabbing what you can in this life is what ended me up in prison in the first place. And I might add, you don't even know the concept of survival of the fittest until you have showered with strangers. But that's beside the point. What I'm saying is, call me a trusting fool, but I just don't believe that Julia, Mary Jo, and Charlene are out back right now sharpening up the end of a spoon so they can stab me and take my cigarettes. I trust them, and they trust me. They've been the best part of my life these last 3 years. And not you, and not anybody else can come before that.
Are you going to stand there and tell me that your work is more important to you than your personal life?
Yeah, I guess I am.
Oh, Anthony, that's what I was waiting for you to say. Put that career first, and there's nothing we can't do. You are going to be the Black Donald Trump. I just know it.
Oh, Lita, you're so weird. You know, maybe I can get this place looking a little bit better by 5. But if I know them, they're going to be here early.
What can I do to help?
Stall.
Come on, Suzanne. We're going over the Dillinghams to see how Anthony's kitchen has turned out.
I thought we weren't leaving till 5. It's only 4. Well, we're going over early to surprise him.
I don't know what y'all are looking forward to so much. Kitchen built by convicts. They probably stole everything that wasn't red hot or nailed down. Come to think of it, the head hammers, they could even get that stuff that was nailed down.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Lita. Lita's here.
Well, hi, we'd just love to talk to you, but we're closing up for the winter. Actually, we're going over to see Anthony.
No, wait. You can't do that. I've got to talk to you about something. It'll just take a minute.
Well, you know, time is money.
Wait. What's wrong with me? Why does everyone hate me?
I thought you said this was only going to take a minute. This could take hours.
Everyone doesn't hate you, do they?
I rub people the wrong way. And Anthony, I just don't know what to do with Anthony. He thinks I'm pushing him too hard. Maybe I am. I just don't know. Am I pushing him too hard? Is this relationship going anywhere? Will we be happy? Will we be rich?
Yes, no, yes, yes. Thanks for dropping by.
Yes, I really got off on the wrong foot with you, didn't I?
Well, if we're speaking frankly here, yes.
Please, be frank.
All right. You're strong-willed, opinionated, overly critical. Some might say pushy. But you know what? You remind me of someone.
You?
I was going to say Leona Helmsley.
Oh. Oh, I feel dizzy.
You all right?
Yes, I think so. I just need to lie down for about 48 minutes.
Oh, no. You're late.
We got held up.
Oh, a freeway accident?
I wish. Your girlfriend came over and she would not shut up. I just hate women who go on and on about their personal life.
Listen,
no,
I got something important to tell you. You're not gonna like it.
Anthony, I was talking.
Anthony, you don't have to say a word. Lita told us everything.
She did?
Yeah, about how your guys cut corners to save money and that you could have fooled us, but you didn't want to lie.
That's true.
Well, she went on forever. It's the best stall job I've seen since my own second wedding night.
You know, Anthony, at first I disliked Lita. Then after meeting her again, I realized I really disliked her. But I suppose anybody who cares enough about you to make a big fool of herself in front of us, well, she might be okay.
It doesn't matter what excuses Lita made for me. I fouled up. I missed the deadline.
At least you're honest.
That's right. It's late, the work is shoddy, but you told the truth. An honest contractor. I mean, it's a beginning.
Boy, you really are desperate, aren't you? Listen, I'm going to be here every day until the work is finished, no charge. And the best carpenter that I know is getting out on parole next week.
That sounds promising.
One thing still bothers me.
You're going to have to eat a bug?
No, that I let y'all down. I was never going to eat a bug. I just put that on my card.
Then we thought you were honest.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. You should be more careful. I've been in prison.
Yes, well, you should be more careful, too. We brought a bug.
Oh, no.